Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the worst podcast ever. Thank you so much for being here, even though I recommend you do not be here for much longer. This is a terrible place to be. Anyway, we got some insane segments for you guys today. But first, a quick disclaimer. Everything you hear on this podcast is completely wrong. None of this information is real. If you believe it's real, you're just really, really dumb. I'm very sorry. Also, this is all 100% improv, so give me some credit. All right, topics for today. We got some insane news, some crazy headlines. I mean, have you guys been hearing about this? Okay, topic number one. Hang on a second. I live with wild animals. Topic number one. Is Dave Grohl building a time machine? Is he building a time machine? A lot of people have been looking into this. There are various images, very short clips, very small rocks about what he's building in his house. Constant power tools all day, all night. And this is why the Foo Fighters haven't toured in the past 5 years. A lot of people think it was because of COVID. It was not because of COVID. It was because of this time machine. So we're going to get into that in way more detail. Now, topic number two we got coming up. We got how Darth Vader can make you fail your driver's license exam. Okay, a lot of guys don't know this. Look. When you're going to get that license, you have to keep this in mind. Okay, it's a very, it's not a well-known thing, but Darth Vader can make you fail your license exam. So we're going to get into that, how to avoid it, how to pass the exam, and how to, that's pretty much it. We just want to avoid Darth Vader and pass the exam. Topic number three, we got, we tried eating rocks, and this is what happened. Okay, so we tried it, so you guys didn't have to try it. We will tell you how it went for us, okay? Take a quick sip of Scrimshaw. That's good Scrimshaw. Anyway, so yeah, let's get into it. Topic number one, is Dave Grohl building a time machine? So, various sources, different investigative journalistic sources, private investigators, the paparazzi, everyone's been capturing these images of Dave Grohl building a time machine. I mean, the guy does not try to cover it up at all. He's in his garage. You see a flashing blue light. If you check our Twitter, there's a link to the clip. You can see like flashing blue light. It's at like 4 a.m. and he's just straight building. Okay. He's got that song that's playing in Iron Man when Tony Stark is like working on his motorcycle, and there's that song in the background. I'm blanking on the name. I should know the name of the band. But the song is just going like, I just keep putting my mind to it. No matter how hard I try, things just never work out for me. Things just never work out. And no matter what I do, it's like I put my mind to something and things just never work out. It's that song. So he's got, like, that song playing. You'd think he'd have, like, Foo Fighters or Nirvana playing, but, I mean, oh, my cat, Maka, is, oh, okay. I hope this is normal. Anyway, yeah, you can see him, 4 a.m, 5 a.m, and he has said in a public interview with Live Nation in 2004, he says, I will build a time machine. It will be the great time machine of 2024. That's weird. Like, why would you pick a date for a time machine unless, like, he built it in the future and transported back? No, I'm overthinking it. I think Dave Grohl is just simply building a time machine. So yeah, let me know what your guys' thoughts is on that. You know, what is he planning? What is he trying to do with the time machine? What do you guys think? Leave a comment right in to the Gmail, DannyMF, two times with the number two, at gmail.com. Tell me what you think about this. Let me take another sip of my scrimshaw here. That's good scrimshaw. Anyway, I don't know why I keep doing that. All right, topic number two. How Darth Vader can make you fail your driver's license exam. All right, whether you're the typical 15, 16-year-old dude just trying to get your first car, get your license, so your girlfriend doesn't leave you, that kind of thing. Or you could be like my friend Bear, who doesn't have his license for some reason. Although it always kind of worked out for him. You know, it's like you never really have to drive anywhere. And if you're in a city, you can just take an Uber. So honestly, yeah, pretty smart move by him. But still, it is kind of funny. Every time we like went out to bars and stuff, he had to bring his passport. I just thought that was kind of weird. Anyway, how Darth Vader can make you fail your driver's license exam. Look, a lot of guys don't know this, but when you check under the actual window control unit of the car, not just the switch, you have to remove the whole thing. It's near the handle of the door. You find it's two screws and one nail, and you got to remove all three at the same time or else it won't come off. And I think it also does alert the FBI. So you got to be real careful. I know that the one guy out in Idaho, they never saw him again after he tried to do this. But it's so important, guys. So look for this compartment. Get the help of two friends so you can all unscrew the thing at the same time. And then if you look under there and take the component off, it's right underneath the window up and down switches that every car has. There is a tiny Death Star, and it is constantly feeding negative information into the driving instructor's head. It's calling him bald. It's telling him that his marriage is a sham. It is just digging into him. It's like Voldemort when he's in his like amorphous like mist form, and he's like influencing his evil into people. That is what this is doing to the driving instructor. So when you're actually taking the test, you can see this. If you look over to the right and look at the instructor, he'll be like, just like convulsing in pain and just agony. But you don't see it because why? Because you're focusing on the test. Light bulb. There you go. You see what I mean when I say this. So this is a very serious issue that a lot of young lads are facing right now. And they can't get their licenses because they don't want us to drive. I don't know why, but they don't want us to drive. Take a quick scrimshaw sip. That's good scrimshaw. All right, last topic. We tried eating rocks, and this is what happened. Okay, guys, so I'll just say it wasn't good. Obviously, there's really nothing to be learned from this. You obviously know what I'm about to say. It's like we tried eating rocks and it hurt and it like fucked up my teeth, and I can still like the rocks are still in my stomach and I don't know what to do now. So whatever dickhead emailed in telling me that would give me unlimited health, fuck you, dude. Because I tried it, and the rocks don't taste good. And if you eat too many rocks, I found this out post-mortem, you will turn into a rock man. Or what the locals call stone men. And this, you do not want this to happen. This is a death sentence. Okay? So this is a real disease that you can get. You turn into a stone man and you must live with the stone men of Valyria. Or wherever the fuck they live, I forget. But it is a fate worse than death. So definitely avoid that at all costs. So I'm going to wrap up this episode here. I don't really feel like checking the Gmail right now. Because I got to play some Gears of War. But thank you so much for listening in. Episode 4 of the worst podcast ever. Stay tuned for next time. We are going to be talking about how to actually find the real Mario green pipes. Where are they? Where do they lead to? And is it safe? Spoiler alert. It's not safe. The giant Venus flytrap plant things, those are real too. So just imagine that. A real version of that. Just absolutely terrifying. Anyway. Thanks for stopping by. We hope you had a terrible time. Goodbye for now, friends.